It's a really messed up story, and I just feel like I should tell you guys about it because it's
All
messed
right.
up. Daniel Joseph Locken, he was 34 years old. A majority of the wounds were 3 inches deep, and 9 of the wounds were the potentially fatal one. They couldn't determine which one was the fatal blow.
And he's
Many
trying
of
to
the.
pass it off as somebody breaking into his apartment.
We'll get to that. Many of the stab wounds were found to be inflicted post-mortem, and Danny did have defensive wounds. It took investigators 2 days to identify the body. On Tuesday, August 23rd, Mrs. Loughlin finally received the news from police after they identified her son using fingerprints on file from his drunk driving arrests. Hopkins claimed he had no idea how the dead body got into his apartment. He was arrested immediately. On September 28th, 1978, Hopkins was convicted of voluntary manslaughter and was sentenced to, you ready for this?
No. Oh my God.
Guys, he didn't know how the body got there.
He called the police saying a burglar attempted to come in his house. He knows how the body
The
got
burglar
there.
must have
His
dropped the
story is
body.
not adding up.
Yes, that's what it was, Lacey. The
Burglar
burglar
dropped
brought the
the
body there.
body. Oh. He said, "Oh my God, a man just broke in and he left this mutilated body. Please help."
For the full episode, go to patreon.com/sinisterandsarcastic942. The link is in the bio.